This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. Secretary of State Colin Powell has submitted his resignation, according to his colleagues at the State Department. He is the latest cabinet member to step down in the wake of President Bush's reelection. The list of departing cabinet officers includes Attorney General John Ashcroft and Commerce Secretary Donald Evans. The Secretaries of Education and Energy also are expected to resign. Colin Powell will stay on the job until a successor is confirmed. NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
This doesn't come as a complete surprise. Colin Powell has been talking about resigning in the second term for some time now.
He has been. He's at least given those signals. I mean, when you asked him directly, he would always say, "I serve at the pleasure of the president." That was his famous quote for the past few months, but it was perhaps the worst-kept secret in Washington that this guy was not going to stick around a second term. I'm told that he started out his morning senior staff meeting telling them that he resigned. He said he gave his letter of resignation on Friday, actually. And again, as you said, that he'll stay on till a successor is nominated and in place. It's not clear how quickly all of that can happen. But he does plan. He's already scheduled a trip this week. He's going to Chile and then on to the Middle East, where he's going to have a meeting with Iraq's neighbors. So he's going on his business for now in the meantime.
Secretary Powell has had a number of policy disagreements with other senior officials in the Bush administration. Let's talk about that for a moment. And I'm asking you also to say how that might have played a role in his decision to leave.
Well, you know, he's a good Washington insider. He knows how all of this is done, and he used to always dismiss these reports of differences as cocktail conversation. But I mean, if you remember in Bob Woodward's account of the lead up to the war in Iraq, it was Powell who went into the president and said, "If you break it, you own it." Okay, so he was the one who was the most moderate voice on Iraq. But there are many other issues. North Korea comes to mind, and Iran. Many other issues that he was at odds with Dick Cheney, the vice president, and Donald Rumsfeld, the secretary of state. Now, despite his misgivings on Iraq, it was also Powell who put his reputation on the line before the war in Iraq. He went to the United Nations. He gave that now infamous speech about weapons of mass destruction, saying the gravity of the situation is describing it as such a grave situation that we had to go to war.
Showed aerial photographs and
satellite photos, all of these things, this intelligence that he said he went to the CIA a few days beforehand and worked on, and he presented it all as fact and solid intelligence, which we now know much of it did not turn out to be true. And I remember on one of the trips that I was on with him, he came back and talked to us, and he was asked specifically about the biological weapons, these mobile labs that they were talking about. And he said, "It seems that some of this has turned out not to be the case. It wasn't as well-sourced as we thought, and I've had to talk to the CIA about it." So that was obviously a major stain on his legacy.
And personally painful to him?
It seemed like it. He said he invested a lot of time ahead of it to go over all of this material, and to have it not turn out to be the case was very difficult for him.
And Colin Powell's departure, what effect could this have on policy?
Well, it'll be very interesting to see how the State Department changes. I mean, leaving with Powell most likely is his Deputy Secretary of State, Richard Armitage, though there wasn't any word this morning on his fate, but he was expected also to be handing in his resignation. He's quite well-liked on Capitol Hill and also has become sort of a moderate voice in this administration. We'll have to see how many others leave. I expect there'll be quite a few.
And could this be seen as, in a sense, a triumph of, if you will, the other side, the other viewpoint?
The neoconservatives, as we often like to talk to them. Well, I mean, again, it'll be interesting to see. John Bolton at the State Department is considered one of these pretty hawkish voices. He will likely stick around if he's promoted. We'll see what that tells us. But again, this is all speculation at this point in time.
And the people who have been talked about as possible successors, who are the main ones? Who's the top of the list?
We often hear Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Council chief, and she's also rumored to become the next defense secretary, but Donald Rumsfeld seems to be sticking around for a while. Another name we hear is John Danforth, the former senator and now ambassador to the United Nations.
And so those are just names out there at this point in time.
Right, right. And again, we'll have to see how the State Department in general changes, because this is a guy who is really beloved at the State Department. And one of the positive things about his legacy, Powell's, is that boosting morale there. And people, as a State Department official told me this morning, when they heard about news of his departure, they were upset because they said he's really beloved around here.
Michelle, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman.